My dad always did all the spearing. And then when I married Ben, you know, that the guys did the fishing. The women just went along and looked down the hole with them, packed the lunch and went along. But then the women finally got into the fishing, and so now it's...
Why do you think that suddenly happened, finally happened?
How it did happen, when you did go fishing, the guys would go visiting, and they'd let you fish. So then after you fished, got your first sturgeon, you were hooked. That was it. I'm sure Judith told you what a adrenaline rush it is. Because everything happens so fast. I mean, you're just looking there, and you can't hear it coming. You know, like deer hunting, you can hear it coming. The fish, you're just looking down the hole, and all of a sudden, there it is. And you have... What? How many seconds to react? Because they, most of the time, they just keep right on going. So then, after you are pretty sure, when you spear them and you hit it, you know it because they take off and that rope comes off. Tomorrow, you'll see how that all works.
I hope she sees.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Then you grab a hold of that rope and then you can feel them on there and then, oh my God. That's when it starts. That's when the adrenaline starts pumping then. So then you really let them swim around the hole a while with the spear handle so it tires them out. And then they pull up easier. So then after that happens, then you pull them up to see how big it is. And a lot of times the water will fool you. Sometimes when you pull it up, it'll get bigger. And sometimes it'll get smaller. You clean them, too. You have to clean them very well. That's another excuse to have a party, you know. You got... Because then you cut them up, and then you usually fry some. So after you get them cleaned, they have a whole bunch of people usually help you do it, usually. And they cut them in steaks about that wide. And then you put them in, and you have to freeze them in water. And it has changed so much. I remember I have four siblings, and when we were in the shanty, we weren't allowed to talk. There were no radios. When you sat and looked down the hole, you could not have your toes hanging over the hole. And to this day, I am still conscious when I have my toes hanging over the hole.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But now we have radios, and oh, I like music. Country, old rock. Well, that's another. A lot of the people, you only see them during sturgeon fishing, you know, if they have moved away from the area. I always said getting a sturgeon is only a bonus. It's all the this.
We have fun, don't we?
Yeah. Well, this is the blue ox. Do you remember, were you fishing with us when we had the blue ox?
No, but I know of the blue ox.
Yeah. Well, when our kids and all of our friends' kids were little, and then we only had like one shanty for the whole family, so we got four kids, and then we had really small shanties, not like now they have the larger shanties. So the guys, they built this huge shanty, and we called it the Blue Ox. It was for the women and the kids. Well, it was mainly a party shack, but it was really something. They had a fireplace in it. We had wallpapered it. It had a gas stove for cooking in it. Big bay window in it. Oh, yeah. We fished, but never got it. No. Yeah. I think one time that somebody was in there and they thought they saw a sturgeon. Oh, but we had so much fun in that shanty. Yeah, the kids, oh my God. Yeah, there probably were a dozen kids at least that played. And oh, yeah.